he's like a thoroughbred. He's Jonathan Toman with the program manager, cultural promotions and tourism, cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. We tee him up and then we let him out of the gate and he just tells us all the things that are happening this weekend. Good morning, Jonathan. Hope you're staying warm and dry today.
Good morning, Dan and Shannon. I sure am, and I'm going to add that to my resume, radio thoroughbred, and see if people understand what that means. But yeah, happy to go through some of the events that we're going to put them under the category as so far as Jonathan knows right now, they are happening.
Okay.
Obviously, with everything that's on Peak Radar and going on the next couple of days, make sure you check in with the venue and the presenting organization for these events to double check and make sure you can get there and everything's still a go. But we'll start with some basketball. The Harlem Globetrotters are in town as part of their annual tour. This is tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Broadmoor World Arena. The world famous tour is they take the court with moments of extreme basketball innovation and unparalleled fan fun. The Globetrotters are always great to see this time of year. The 40th St. Patrick's Day Parade will be in downtown Colorado Springs tomorrow at noon. Amazing that it's the 40th, but wear your green or your greenest looking heavy coat, depending on the weather. It's part of all kinds of things that are happening tomorrow as part of the St. Patrick's Day festivities in downtown Colorado Springs. Glen Eerie Castle and Conference Center, because events take place in all different venues across the Pikes Peak region, is hosting a one-man performance of C.S. Lewis's classic work, The Great Divorce. There will be, again, in theory, two performances of this, one at 4 o'clock this afternoon and one tomorrow at 4 o'clock. A 75-minute performance that will provide entertainment, profound insight, and surprising humor from acclaimed actor Anthony Lawton, single-handedly portraying over a dozen different characters. I've got three more to talk about this morning. The Carter Springs National Money Show is at the Broadmoor Hotel, has been for the last 48 hours or so, and will be through Saturday at 4. Today, 10 to 5:30, tomorrow, 10 to 4. Won't cost a cent to see legendary pennies and all kinds of historic and rare coins and paper money during the show this weekend. The Chamber Orchestra of the Springs has their Emerging Colors concerts. This is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Broadmoor Community Church and then Sunday at 2:30 as well. True story of an Aztec myth behind the question of how the world received its color. An interesting performance from the Chamber Orchestra this weekend. And then finally, looking into next week, where hopefully the snow is gone, Theater Works at the Ant Center will have Into the Woods for 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, multiple performances. Written, of course, by Stephen Sondheim, and he has to take the journey, along with all kinds of interesting characters as the fairy tales you know meet the endings you don't as part of Into the Woods. So, yeah, double check with everything this weekend, but there's still stuff happening in the Pikes Peak region, Dan and Shannon.
Wow, that was exciting, the way you got through all of it. I mean, that was amazing.
Sometimes he doesn't even breathe during the entire thing.
I know. I'm like, don't pass out, Jonathan. Come on.
But I made it to the finish.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, we got the CC Tigers in town. It is going to be an exciting electric atmosphere at Ropeson Arena. It should be a lot of fun for the playoffs today, Jonathan.
Yeah, CC Hockey and the Switchbacks I saw this morning are looking for help shoveling out the stadium for their game this weekend, too. So, yeah,
wow.
Big sports event, big sports weekend in the Pikes Peak region as well.
Shoveling out, you know, that's for places like Buffalo, Buffalo, New York, for the, you know, for playoff games and things like that.
Yep.
You don't really think about it in Colorado Springs. Well, it's excellent. Well, thank you so much. Tell your crack staff of like 500 people. I think it's 500 now, 500 staff members. At the cultural office of the Pikes Peak region?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You've got it spot on, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell them all hello for us. Great job as always. We'll look forward to catching you next time, Jonathan.
Will do. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your weekend. Stay warm.